I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. I appreciate how human the Bible is. What I mean is, when I read the Bible, I feel like God understands that we are human. I get a sense of what it means to be human. None of the human characters in the Bible are perfect. The heroes of faith make mistakes. They don't project constant positivity. They feel like real people with real emotions, real concerns, doubts, and troubles. I'm glad the Psalms aren't exclusively words of adoration. They also include pain. Psalm 22 begins with the lines, "My God, my God, why have you abandoned me? Why are you so far away when I groan for help?" Of course, metaphysically speaking, God is not far from anyone. God is everywhere. Yet we all know what it feels like to not sense this nearness, to be surrounded by trouble and doubt God's goodness because of our circumstances. I don't shy away from admitting that, because when I read the Bible, I find I am in good company. In Psalm 22, though the psalmist feels far from God, and though he is acutely aware of pain and trouble all around, he does not refrain from asking God to move. Verse 19, "But you, O Lord, be not far from me. You who have been my help, hasten to my assistance." He says, "You who have been my help." He recalls who God has been before, and this seems to wake something up inside of him. Listen to verses 23 and 24. "Praise the Lord, all you who fear him. Honor him, all you descendants of Jacob. Show him reverence, all you descendants of Israel, for he has not ignored or belittled the suffering of the needy. He has not turned his back on them, but has listened to their cries for help." I don't get the sense that the person writing this psalm has stopped suffering. I don't think the manifest presence of the Lord rushed in to lift his spirits. We don't read any change into his situation. But in the midst of his anguish and cries for help, he chooses to praise the Lord anyway. He calls on others to praise him. Why? Because of the truth of God's character. He has not turned his back on the suffering and needy. He listens to their cries. This is the truth of who God is. Far more deeply true than our present pain. I don't mean to belittle our suffering. Far from it. Experiencing pain and loss is part of being alive. It's appropriate to cry out to God in anguish, and as you do, perhaps he'll remind you who he is. He has not hidden his face from you. He sees every tear. You can count on him today. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.